In a victorious Chiefs locker room after the 26-17 win against the Tennessee Titans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. We can go any way of plenty directions. I'll let you pick.
Let's start the fourth quarter because the Chiefs are on the ropes. They're 5-0 with three road wins, but this is the first time that I've seen an NFL team win five fourth quarters in the first five games of the season. The Chiefs had every reason to lose this game. Fitzpatrick's like Rasputin. He just keeps showing up. But they were able to get a big stop on third and one. People forget about this, a forgotten play. Chiefs are down 17-13. They stopped Kenny Britt on third and one, and then that opened the floodgates. And just Alex Smith showing some guts and getting some big plays. Charles showing guts in the offensive line stepped up in the fourth quarter. It's really, really fascinating to see this. And it's a team win. This whole – the energy and the togetherness and the brotherhood of this team, is it's like watching a movie. But they just keep doing stuff week after week. To win this game, though, this is like that Philadelphia win. This was tough.
Did you lose your vocal cords on the opening special teams touchdown by our boy Marcus Cooper?
Pretty much. But Coop now has he's earning his letter jacket, one of the waiver seven. I call him now the Magnificent Seven. Cue the music. But one, his recovery, and he does a great job of hitting the punt returner before he goes to the ball. It was smart. It was an instinctive play. And then he comes back to get the pick on the one-on-one play against Nate Washington. That was a gigantic play. But it also allowed Brandon Flowers to go inside on the nickel with Coop playing outside. Flowers then can play that nickel slide, and he can do 1,000 things in there. So it was good to see that as well. But a team win again up front, pressure again at the key times. But Patrick now is he's a resourceful dude. And wiggled free to make plays, and the 51-yard pass was crazy. But, again, the Titans were in position to win this game, a fourth down and inches stand in the first half. But in all three phases, again, you can look at areas where, hey, it can be improvement, but all three phases came up with huge plays. If it's a 15-round fight, these guys have had TKOs in the 15th round now five straight weeks. That's impressive.
Coach Reed has said again and again he likes how the offense, the defense, the special teams, they complement and help each other. If one messes up, the other comes back and has their back.
Here's what people – I mean, I have to realize it too because I've taken it for granted for so long. And I've said this earlier with the KC Star article, football's so easily fractured. You can even have fractures within a defense from linebackers to D-line to DBs. And people have asked me about confidence with this team. Here's what this team has. They have confidence in each other. Football's a unique sport. It's a two-platoon, three-platoon game if you really add special teams. And these guys believe in each other, meaning I'll just do my job. Because if you don't have confidence, then all of a sudden you try to do your job and somebody else's. And then defense loses confidence in the offense. Same way with that in special teams. But these guys all have confidence in each other. Even when the offense struggles, the defense is going, they're going to figure it out. They always do. And the same way with offense to defense. I mean, and special teams. It's unique, man. It's exciting. And with this three-game homestand coming up, right now I'm flipping a switch. It's Raiders week. Okay.
That's right.
It's Raiders week. This franchise has not beaten the Raiders at home since 06. That's crazy. I'm going to set the decibel record. We'll talk about it all week. But right now, I'm going to flip the switch, man. It is Raiders week right now.
And starting, I'm glad we have, going into Raiders week, that guy Jamaal Charles, how happy are you for him passing Christian Okoye third time all rushing yards?
And on his way to being the all-time leading rusher in team history. He's on his way. But the thing I like, if he's a bantamweight fighter, he's a world champion. I'll put a belt on him because he personifies the toughness of this team. He just continues to get up, fights for tough yards, gets his best gains in the fourth quarter. He gets a 100-yard rushing day. That's for fantasy football. The reality football is now he's won eight times with those 100-yard rushing days, and he, again, was just there. This is a hard team to play. I mean, this is a physical street fight, and you want a guy like Jamaal Charles on your side. He might be the toughest guy I've seen here ever.
The loud and proud campaign starts right here.